Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Myself, I think it's important to cover anti-staging this, the rest of it, but we've got to actually talk about getting Trump to talk about it, getting out articles, getting out videos where listeners compile all the evidence. We're compiling all the evidence. It's absolutely insane, but you were getting into the execution of Ashley Babbitt and that footage, how amazing it is of the guy crouching behind and then killing her and shooting her. Who do you think gave the order to kill four U.S. citizens in there? And now the media is acting like that's legitimate. And Communist China is saying, well, we're going to kill people like Tiananmen Square now. See, we're good.
I don't know who gave the order, but I will tell you who I saw leaving the hall, and it was Chuck Schumer. That was the last person I saw before the shots were even fired. They rushed him out, and then, like he said, the man that shot Ashley, he was crouching behind a wall with a glass pane where I was on the very left, and Ashley was climbing in on the one on the right. And he was hiding there. She had no idea that he was even sitting there aiming a gun right at her face. And the minute that she hopped up in that pane, she had no idea that he was even there. He shot her right in the neck.
Let's talk about Schumer. Go through it play by play, because you're there, you go in, it's surreal, you're inside the Capitol. What are you witnessing? What area are you in? What do you see Schumer doing?
Absolutely, because the whole reason Ashley and we even ended up in that area is because we weren't allowed to go into the actual Senate room. The cops were going to let us in, but then one Antifa provocateur started being violent and just caused mass outroar. So what I did is I followed Ashley. She was the first one to make it to those Senate doors, to that hallway. And when me and Ashley got there, after just a few minutes, we had everybody there. And within those minutes, Chuck Schumer is rushed out by his security detail. And within, say, about 10 seconds of him being out of sight, that's when Ashley was executed.
Some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. I want you to tell that story again coming up, and both you guys. Oh, and let's talk for a few minutes about strategy and then get into it in detail next segment. We need to talk about strategy. Has Trump conceded, and how many days is it to the 20th?
So
13?
I think 13 or 12, but, you know, as far as Trump conceding, I don't know if he's made any official announcement or he has any plans, to announce a concession. I don't even know how he would do that since he's banned everywhere now. But, you know, honestly, Alex, I didn't want to say this at the time because we were all in good spirits at the Trump rally yesterday. But Trump got on the stage late. When he got up there, I could tell he was desolate. I could tell he was depressed because I just knew it. I somehow instinctively knew it. Wow, he just got off the phone with Pence. That's why he's late, and Pence told him that he was going to certify the election for Biden, and Trump just had one more person stab him in the back and stab him in the heart and stab him in the neck. So, Trump is still in control, in a way, of the Trump movement. But what happens when Trump does leave the White House, which I think is going to be the case now? I mean, I don't see how he sticks around unless by way of a miracle. Of course, this country existing is a miracle, so maybe miracles can happen and still do. But what happens, what happens to all the Q people that said, oh, Pence, oh, Sessions, oh, all this, oh, trust the plan? What are they going to do? What happens to all the Trump supporters when he basically concedes to Biden, leaves the White House, and then we're left with no leaders? We're left with a rogue leader, a leader in exile, as you called it yesterday, Alex. So we got some serious thinking to do, and we've really got to get into our hearts, into our souls, and into our spirits and decide.
Exactly, because I'm just like you, Owen. I'm telling Owen during the break, we focus on Antifa, we focus on the minutia. It's all important. We got to focus on how does the public deal with learning that Trump's going to be removed? How do we fight back? How do we, in the 13 days he's got left, get him to not let this stage deal at the Capitol be what he ends on, but to go on the offense, to expose Antifa, to expose the Chi-Coms, to have massive declassification, and just go out in a gigantic, we are going to take America back. I am the president in exile, and we will never freaking surrender. I want to see that. But he's so surrounded. He's been so persecuted. And I know people that know him. He's very, he's still fighting, but he just can't believe America's this weak and the Chi-Coms are taking over. So we're going to all talk about that when we come back after we finish up on all the other issues of Antifa and what really happened, because they don't want the real history told. That's why Bandot video is there. It's why all the articles are there. It's why you spreading them is king, because the enemy can't win unless they can't have us all blacked out. But you're not going to let them do that, Paul Revere. So Bandot video, share those links. Bandot video. And that link is censored on Facebook and Twitter and places. So, theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
Due to the COVID lockdown destroying the supply chain, many of the best-selling products at InfoWars are no longer available. And I thought that Pollen Block might be gone forever, but after 8 months, we got about 25% of the order we put in delivered to us. The rest, they hope, in a few months comes in. It's a proprietary system using specially fed quail and their eggs. It's very powerful when it comes to blocking seasonal irritants and a lot more. So get your Pollen Block back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com today. And, by the way, activated charcoal toothpaste sold out for months. It's now back in stock as well. They're great products, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Pollen Block and get your activated charcoal toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com today. Again, our activated charcoal toothpaste doesn't have additives. It's concentrated. People love it. It's amazing. There's no toothpaste out there like it. And Pollen Block is proprietary as well. They're back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
We are all living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We are all living in America, America.
America, America, America. We are all living. We've woken up to the globalist takeover. They were going to do it. We never even know what's happening. At least we're not in our beds asleep when the vampire kills us. We are awake and fighting. And so the vampire came in, we stabbed it, we threw a torch at it, it lit on fire, but it's still coming at us burning. We're like, this thing's still coming at us. Well, yeah, you're in a damn fight, ladies and gentlemen. So, I mean, the best they can do is stage a provocateur action to get patriots to go into the Capitol. We're going to expose that. We're not going to give up. It's not like, oh, Trump's supposed to go away now. Trump's supposed to concede because this happened. I understand because of the 25th Amendment. They had Pence and a bunch of the cabinet ready to remove Trump. But they're scared of his supporters really going crazy if they do that. So he's got the Trump card. So they didn't do that. And so he should say, we are peaceful. We've had hundreds of rallies that have been peaceful. It's Antifa and BLM that's violent. I want in all 50 states people to march for America and for free speech and to show how you're not violent, because Antifa can't stage events in all those areas. And we didn't do this. You did this. And he needs to go on the offense. And with 13 days left, he needs to declassify everything. He needs to have televised events every night. He needs to tell that same speech he told at that rally yesterday with the evidence, with Giuliani and fireside chats that will override the censorship. And he needs to not let his presidency end on this bad note, because we're going to go after Biden politically. We're going to expose his Chi-Com roots. We're going to expose big tech. There's going to be a backlash the likes of which you've never seen. So don't be down, folks. Again, the vampire sneaks in, drains our blood in China, drains the Russians' blood, drains the Venezuelans' blood. They never knew what hit them. Here, we were waiting for the vampire. Patriots knew. And when he came through at 2 a.m. through the window, Nosferatu, we stabbed him with a big old silver dagger. We threw gasoline on him and lit his ass on fire. And now he's on fire trying to take us with him out the window. And we're going to turn around politically with a big old giant fire hose of holy water and praying to God and blasting out that damn window. So I'm telling you, these things come in waves. At my office, I've got big posters and photos of waves. Waves around the world, big tidal waves and small waves and big waves. Everything's waves, waves. Everything has an opposite and equal reaction. Newtonian physics, for every action is an opposite, equal reaction. So we're not giving up. Giving up means even more slow. That's why they try to be over the top, to demoralize us. They're losing. Even being Chucky Schumer is a loser, that hunchback, devil-worshipping pedophile. So being Brian Stelter is a loser. All these people are scum. It's why they want to hurt us, because they are trash. So, Owen, get into what you think, and with our guest host here as well, Trump does now to change the narrative back and to move away from this. I think he doesn't apologize. He goes on the offense.
Well, I think one more exhibition of Trump supporters and patriots in the streets is key. Just one more time before Biden's inauguration show, Trump has all the support in America. Biden has nothing. He can't even fill a high school gymnasium, so just exhibit that.
But you probably do it in an airfield in the middle of nowhere so Antifa can't blow something up and say you did.
Yeah, but I think one more exhibit, or like you said, just call for marches around capitals, which is already happening on Saturdays anyway. But, you know, the good news is Trump has 12 days left, and I was talking to a couple Trump supporters down on the street today that are, you know, all pissed off, fighting mad, like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And I asked them, I said, let me ask you a question. If you were told 8 years ago that the U.S. elections were rigged and they cheated every time, would you have believed it? And the guy was like, well, you know, maybe, but not really. So the good news is Trump's still in office and people get it now. I mean, they fully get it. We're under an occupation. There are enemies domestic within. There are enemies foreign that are rigging our systems, censoring us. Now, here's the challenge. What is Trump going to do? Trump's biggest challenge, and this is sad that he didn't take our advice a while ago, he has no outlet now. He's banned on all social media. Televisions will not pick up an address. Trump could say, I'm doing a presidential address tomorrow. They wouldn't air it. They literally would not air it anywhere. So I don't know how he gets around that. There's other social media systems.
No, he can still, he has the emergency broadcasting system. He has Voice of America.
No, definitely
it'll get picked up. It'll get picked up.
They use that against us here in D.C. But, you know, I think the biggest thing for Trump to do, if he is going to leave the office, he can destroy these people before they ever get in. He can declassify
everything. China Joe's going to ban your oil. China Joe's going to sell you out on drugs.
Well, not even that. I think just showing all the remember, we have tens of millions of dollars of payouts, our taxpayers, of congressmen and potentially women settling sexual assault cases. Declassify that. Declassify all of it. Declassify all of the names that were on Epstein's list.
Insider trading by Congress.
And then I think the greatest thing Trump can do, and he needs the military behind him to do this, but I really think this would be the ultimate ace up the sleeve. I would extradite Joe Biden to Ukraine. Let's see them put Joe Biden in the White House when he's over in Ukraine going to jail.
Yeah, but I mean,
and that's totally legitimate.
He needs the Justice Department to do that.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what Trump has, a bunch of different cards he can play. What is he going to do between now in the next 12 days? I mean, no telling, really. He hasn't really shown his poker face. He doesn't, you know, so.
Well, he needs to expose that Antifa staged this. We now know there were Antifa there. We can show who they are. They've got names. We need to do that. What do you think, Mr. Hanson?
I think he needs to march right down to the CIA file cabinet, open it, and live stream everything. He needs to declassify UFOs, JFK, absolutely everything, considering how bad our government screwed him. He could turn around and screw him just as bad, if not worse.
All I know is I like Rand Paul, but he says we must absolutely fix this mess. You don't act like this in America. Well, that's great, Rand Paul. You spoke out against when they broke your ribs, where they tried to kill you and Congressman Scalise. So when you criticize conservatives being manipulated into this by Antifa, spend a little more time about the left and what they've done.
But let's actually also be historically accurate about this. That is what America is about. We fight tyrants. That's what we do. We don't take tyrants.
But we choose,
don't tolerate them.
But we choose the time and place.
Of course.
They had a good chance, Owen, of getting that 10-day investigation. They didn't want that. That's why they faced violence. And so when they're coming to confiscate our guns, or they're coming, you know, with things like that, that's when Lexington and Concord happen. We don't want to go there if we have to. Just like they said, we don't want a war, but if it starts today, if they fire first, it does. And so, yes, they fired first. You gave that analogy, that parallel to the killing of this poor woman, to what happened back in 1776.
Exactly. So in 1776, an 11-year-old child was shot and killed by a British loyalist. And this triggered one of our founding fathers to actually amplify this and say, this will never happen again. And he did this for months and months and months over again. And that is what eventually led to the Boston Massacre and got us our freedom. That's exactly what Ashley Babbitt is for us. That is exactly what she needs to be. She is a hero, and she should be praised like that.
And that's why they don't want her name, Ashley Babbitt, out there, or the other three. Again, as you said, Owen, where are these three people that were killed? What are their names? What happened?
And again, you know, it's the same double standard that we see every time here. When the left rises, they say, oh, this is what America's about. When the right protests, it's, oh, this is not what America's about. So again, it's that double standard. But again, Trump, here's the thing. There's, in my opinion, and I think it's been this way for a while, there is no will at all in D.C. to stop the steal of this election. There's none. There's people in the media, there's Trump, and there's some people perhaps in his team that want to stop the steal. But, like, some of these people that are organizing some of these speeches and talking, they have no will. They're just kind of in it for the fame, in it for the fortune. And they'll probably go away when Trump concedes. You won't hear much from them. And then they'll come back up within the ranks of the Republican establishment. But Trump needs to now execute his will. He needs to decide what his will is. Is his will to really stop the steal? Is his will to keep Biden out of the White House? Is his will to just expose all the corruption within the government? is his will to advance, investigate the people that have been the most vitriolic towards President Trump and our republic, the Schumers, the Pelosis? How did Nancy Pelosi make hundreds of millions of dollars? How did Maxine Waters make hundreds of millions of dollars? Where does the money go? Where does the money go? Another $1 trillion out in stimulus. Now we're figuring out where it goes. Oh, all these foreign countries. All these foreign countries, they've been stealing our money for decades. So, and this is something that should actually unite the people. This is something that would actually unite the people is, I think, going into the CIA, exposing all the corruption, going into, if again, it's all about will, though. Is there any will to investigate Nancy Pelosi and find out where her money comes? They investigate Trump all day long. They investigate him in New York. They investigate him in D.C. They give him a proctology exam every morning.
Well, when I come back, I'm going to explain, Owen, why all this is a dead end. And I'm not trying to put you down, but it's a dead end. The Justice Department will not federally do anything. So that's like saying, let's go to the moon without a rocket.
Trump's will. It's whatever Trump wants to do.
The way the bureaucracy works is like, if I ask you to go downstairs and get me a Coca-Cola, if you refuse to do it, I have to go do it, right? Well, that's getting a Coca-Cola. How about this whole giant bureaucracy? And I'm not putting you down, but this is what we've gone through over and over again. Okay, and when we come back, I'm going to explain all this, okay? We look at Q to do it. We look at Trump to do it. And we throw out so many things need to be done. We need, and I'm not criticizing you, I want to get the answer. Because I've got a few ideas, but in this dwindling daylight we have before Biden takes over, it can still be stopped. But we've got to talk about the chinks in the armor and the specific things that we need to get Trump to do. It's got to be a limited list. Roger Stone taught me that.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth, In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Exposing them and their agenda as being evil is the way to stop them, and to get the general public to realize complying with the New World Order, the UN, the mask, the lockdowns isn't helping society. It's the broken social contract. And so I tell everybody, you need to call the White House. You need to tweet at Trump. You need to come march. I've already done it, and march around the White House and say, go on air. Go on air. The system hated that speech. But so what if Twitter blocks Trump? It'll get out everywhere. It'll get out on InfoWars and Newsmax and Fox News and go out and, like Owen was saying, like you were saying, hammer them on each issue. But I would start with Trump has a press conference about this. The media will think he's weak. They'll come to the Rose Garden. He has the press conference tomorrow morning, Friday morning. And he says, oh, what about him burning down cities? What about Antifa doing this? What about him killing people? We're told Antifa was there. And they say, oh, what's your evidence? Go look at it. They bragged. He needs to go on the offense on every point and go after Biden as a communist Chinese agent and his son as an agent with all the evidence. And that's what you hammer is. The globalists are going to cut off your oil. They're going to cut off your gas. They didn't give you $2,000. They gave you $600. They're the enemy. They're taking you over. They're like, oh, you're going to foster violence. He's never pushed violence. He says, I don't support violence. Your people staged it. You guys got any comments on what Trump should do?
Well, exactly. Like what you said is he needs to go up. He needs to be doing emergency broadcasts. He needs to be hijacking people's televisions every single night and exposing what these globalists are doing. He needs to be declassifying these things. He needs to be showing the American people how Nancy Pelosi is making hundreds of millions of dollars, how these people are covering up sex crimes and everything they're doing.
Well, let's remember Epstein coming out, all this. They're the ones on the defense. That's why they had to do the COVID lockdown. That's why they've got to do the censorship. That's making them incredibly unpopular. So people think we're losing. We're not. Yeah, have they stolen it from our president? Because they have to. They have no choice. So I go back to this. What does Trump do? He keeps worrying about overturning the election. It's all political. Yeah, they stole it. He has to expose that they're bad, not even that they stole it, that they're Chinese agents, that they're globalists, that they promote pedophilia, that they hate America.
Well, if he's going to leave the White House, he should do a press conference and basically just say, like you're saying, oh, here's everything they're going to do. Your taxes are going to go up. You're going to get forced vaccines to be a consumer, and just lay it all out. And then that puts them against the fence to, if they do it, well, they've been caught. And everybody knows Trump was right. So, I mean, that's like the most softball thing he could do.
I agree. Remember, he gives a speech every night. Remember, tomorrow I'll tell you how they're going to take your oil and why when they increase coal prices, why you go bankrupt. He should just attack energy, borders, military, China, and just each night say, this is what they're going to do for a couple hours. And then people are going to go, holy crap.
Well, and that kind of gives that hems the Democrats in where it's like, okay, if they do it, now everybody's seeing what's actually going on where, oh, they just do it and say, oh, it's virtuous, or they do it at midnight on Christmas Eve or whatever the stuff.
And he should re-give his inaugural speech, say, 4 years ago, I gave you this inauguration. Look how much I delivered. Here it is. I'm going to read it again. Just attack, 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 attack.
Yeah, and then, you know, he can also just kind of do one last thing, too, where he celebrates all the victories that he had, all the great things that he accomplished as president, and just say, look, this is never going to happen again. None of this is going to happen again, and it's going to be worse than ever. But, you know, it's so twisted because we don't even know who's going to be president. I mean, sure, Biden will be the figurehead for maybe a week, maybe a month, maybe a year, but who's telling Biden what to say? This guy can't even think. He doesn't even know where he is half the time. So they got Kamala Harris ready. He needs to point that out, too. He needs to say, look, Kamala Harris is the real president. Biden doesn't even know where he is, and she's probably taking orders from Barack Obama, who's acting as a go-between. He even admitted in a TV interview, he's like, well, I would never want to be back in politics, but if I could just run the scenes from behind, you know, just be in someone's ear, I'd do that. So that's Biden, that's Harris. But again, Trump can get on the front of it and say, look, they're going to put Kamala Harris in. She had the lowest percentage of support during the Democrat primaries, and she dropped out before a vote was even cast. So he can make that prediction. Oh, now what are they going to do? They're going to make Trump proven right by putting Harris in, installing her instead of Biden?
Look. He needs to level the American people that global government can't have a free country. It can't have capitalism. It can't have a middle class. This is globally depressing. The Great Reset to make you poor. Trump needs to give a Great Reset speech like Winston Churchill would and say, they're coming. They've got the media. They've got the courts. They've got both parties. I fought hard. You did a great job. It's up to you now. This is the Great Reset. They're going to impoverish you. They're going to destroy you. Here's what Klaus Schwab says. Here's what David Rockefeller said. Here's what Ted Turner said. Here's what Bill Gates said. He gives the Great Reset. Unless you expose the New World Order, nothing else makes sense. Nothing else is just, it's dealing with the symptoms of the disease. That's what I'm saying. He must give the Great Reset speech. But it's okay, because we're going to give the Great Reset speech. It's okay, because we're going to expose the New World Order. It's okay, because you funded InfoWars that we've barely been promoting or plugging. We're going to continue on to the future, and we're not going to give up, and you aren't either, because we don't have a choice. I think that's what it comes down to.
Well, and that's why you can debate all day long what is a reasonable response to what we're dealing with. I mean, what is the reasonable response? How do you measure that? How do you decide? You know, you look at history, you look at around the world. What do we do when we've lost every measurement, every lever of influence over our country, when we've lost it all and it's all been stolen from us? What are we supposed to do? I mean, that's I think what everybody.
No, that's it. I mean, I think what you said earlier is true. That's what I said yesterday. They've raped us. This is a takeover. Whatever we do, being attacked and taken over and demoralized and Antifa and BLM burning things, we're told it's good. And then if we stand up and fight, we're bad. I mean, these are sick people that have no bottom. And so we just need to know we love America. We love all of our people, old, young, black, white, you name it, Hispanic, Asian. We all have a love of God. And we're just not going to stop. Now, I want to do this next segment, because you started getting into this, Mr. Hansen, earlier, with the lady that was killed, lady that was executed, Ashley Babbitt. And I want Taylor Hansen, when we come back, to lay out again, because some stations don't care that first little 5 minutes. You were there when she was killed. What it was like to watch her, she had her blood on you, I guess.
Yeah.
And you're there on video, and you see this execution happen, and the media won't even say her name. So one thing I did get from Black Lives Matter that's true is say her name, because they never want to say folks' name. And then, of course, Senator Paul did say her name, did a bill to say stop doing no-knock warrants, so he got physically attacked. But we're going to talk about saying her name, Mrs. Babbitt, and her husband. We really want to get on. And all of this on the other side and what you witnessed. And then I want to open the phones up and take calls specifically on what you think with 13 days Trump should do. Has he conceded? You can read his tweet. He said, I think we have the election stolen. I'm not agreeing to this fraud, but I will agree to the peaceful transference of power, because they told him, we got Mike Pence, we got the rest of your cabinet, they're all cowards, they'll 25th Amendment your ass right now. They only did that because removing him would cause a bigger backlash. Maybe Trump should force them to do a 25th Amendment, not because he's going to not peacefully transfer power, but because it's a fraud. So they're scared of the power he's still got. We'll cover it all on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. This is History Happening. We're only here because of you. Thank you all for your support. Spread the word about the live feed. It's a revolutionary act. Inflation is here, and many experts believe hyperinflation could be coming, especially if the globalists are successful in killing the dollar. tens of millions of Americans that were not awake are now beginning to store food. That's a good thing, but it's going to drive up prices, and we're already beginning to see record sales once again. We the people understand it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to become self-sufficient. The globalists are waging siege against us, trying to destroy our businesses, trying to bankrupt our families, our towns, our churches. That's why, while we still can, we've got to get prepared and get ready. Take advantage of a huge final mega sale before prices go up at preparewithalex.com and save up to $850 off the highest quality storable foods out there. You've got until Friday, January 8th to get your orders in at preparewithalex.com and lock in the lowest prices out there on high quality storable food.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Ashley Babbitt got executed along with three other Americans. They won't even tell us their names. They're calling us the terrorists. They were killing us. you were there, describe, you talked to her before she died, mm-hmm. what happened, what you witnessed, and the fact you saw Chuckie Schumer look like it was his security detail that he was, I guess, one of the blood sacrifices. We know, remember he threatened Trump, he said, if you ban abortion, we will annihilate you, you will pay. It was like, well, these are our babies, baby feast. He seemed to get really upset.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he wasn't very happy. I mean, touching on Ashley, it all really started when I ran into her when we were when everyone was pushing into the Senate floor, and the cops were actually going to let them in, and then one Antifa provocateur started attacking and just ruined it for absolutely everybody that was there being peaceful. And so that's when I saw Ashley actually kick back from the crowd and take the left. And so I followed her because I was interested, and I had talked to her right as we were at those doors prior to that. And the only reason she was there was to withhold our republic, to save our Constitution, save our country. She was there for a reason. She had every right to be there. And what I saw is absolutely disgusting. You know, it mortifies me. I saw a security officer, not even probably 15, 20 seconds after I saw Schumer, right through those glass panes, get rushed out of the Senate hall, right around that corner. The minute he gets around that corner, that's when Ashley goes up in that window, and the officer hiding behind the wall, she can't even see him, executes her, shoots her right in the neck for no reason.
Cold-blooded murder. Could have stopped her, could have shot her with tear gas, could have called more police.
There was cops standing right next to her, three on the wall, as she climbed through that window. Any one of them...
Well, that was my next question. Describe how it got breached, why people went in. At first, it's kind of like Wisconsin or Michigan, the footage I've seen where they went in with guns. Cops didn't attack them, so it ended peacefully. This went different. So the cops let everybody in, but then selectively the security kills people.
Yeah, exactly. And with the Antifa provocateur, that ruined it for everybody to get in and actually listen to the Senate hearing, be a part of it, be part of history. He actually came over, and he was the one that started it and eventually led to Ashley's death. The three cops that were lined up at the Senate doors, he was reaching around both of them on the side, just smashing the windows. The cops weren't doing anything. They handled it, honestly, very calmly. And then within a few seconds, the cops shifted over to the wall, and they had the special tacticians unit in the stairwell where nobody could see them at the time. And that's when Ashley went over, and that's when they executed her.
So
and
I'm curious, because you talked about the last person you saw was Schumer. So was there anyone else behind that door? Were there any other congressmen or women that were behind that door when they were barricaded in just with the security, or were they all already evacuated?
I saw a few of them walking out in front of Schumer, but I couldn't recognize who they were. But Schumer, I mean, that's an ugly mug. You can't really mix that one up. And like he looked right at us.
That's like a hunchback goblin.
Yeah, he has an energy of just sadistic.
Oh, you can feel it. I saw that, man. I felt that.
That's Anthony Weiner's daddy.
Well, and go ahead and look at Schumer's husband, or I mean wife, and I mean you'll get an idea of what he's into.
Hey, everyone has their preferences, but that isn't mine. I'll tell you
but
that
see,
right
the,
there.
Here's why I ask that, because if they had already evacuated all of the congressmen and women, then what were they still doing there? Why were they firing? I mean, that's a question that needs to be addressed as well. Because if they're just sitting there and they're just pointing guns at a window waiting for someone to come through, that, like we said, that is an
execution. I also love the left who's like, when a guy pulls a gun on the cops and they're black and they get killed, it's like, oh, this is terrible. But they're like, I love it. See her die. It's so great. Kill them all.
Well, you should see my mentions in my DMs right now. They're disgusting. I've never seen something so mortifying. It is absolutely just terrifying what these people and how these people actually think. It's mental illness on a total next level.
All right. So here we are at a historic moment. I keep going back to this. Trump has basically conceded. He says he will go along with an orderly transition of power. We're 13 days out from Joe Biden. Right over there, I predicted, I said, people go, hey, they're building a stage. Trump thinks he's going to win. And I went, well, they're building it because that's just what the federal government does in case Biden wants it. Well, Biden now admitted last week he's canceling doing a parade and speaking. He'd already said it was virtual because that's because he wanted to do a feint where, oh, I'm not going to be out there. Don't come protest me. So then he's like, oh, actually, I am going to be there, but now I'm not going to be there. And so that's really what they're planning, I think, is that Biden is going to show up on that stage, but only have their little minions there because they're all about deception. And so I think that's what's really happening. But to symbolically have the Trump folks take that over, I would have been fine with them taking the stage over symbolically. I was just mad that Antifa tricked them from actually going in there.
Well, and I wonder, though, because that's a big risk for them to take, putting Biden up there, because, again, no one's going to show up. I mean, they tried to run the fake news in 2017 that Trump didn't have anybody at his inauguration. It was the biggest inauguration crowd in U.S. history. They just lied about the images and when they were taken and blocked people out. I mean, what are they going to do if Biden has an inauguration? And, I mean, no one's going to show up. Trump supporters, even if they announce it 24 hours before, Trump supporters will still outnumber Biden at his inauguration, just like every fake rally Biden had leading up to the election. So I don't need, I mean, that's a big risk for them to take with the optics of stealing an election and then having no turnout for a Biden inauguration when just 2 weeks before a million people were in D.C. for Trump. So I don't know how they pull that off. Look, Biden looks like he's halfway dead. I mean, I'm not saying that as a joke. I mean, seriously, you look at his speeches that he's doing now. I don't know if they intentionally quit putting makeup on.
It looks like they got a guy at a nursing home that's 90 up and may put him in a suit. Like, hey, let's get great-grandpa up and make him go give a Toastmaster speech.
Right, they're setting the stage for Kamala.
Exactly. He doesn't know what damn planet he's on.
Well, and they used to before the... Remember, you know, we forget about this, but this is still a key element in this election.
Well, the globalists hated seeing a strong leader like Trump. So they go, hey, let's give him a crypt keeper.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking like a freeze-dried skeleton, like a bird skeleton.
This is a big element of this theft of our election that nobody's really talking about, and I think we should put it back into the fore. They canceled presidential debates. We only got one presidential debate. How can we even do that? And, of course, but what I'm saying is they used to get Biden all jacked up on drugs, and they'd put all the makeup
and
on his face.
And that's why he knew that he could hide in the basement because it was all fixed.
But now they don't put the makeup on him. They don't give him the drugs. So, I mean, he's having these speeches, and, I mean, he doesn't even know what's going on. He has no energy. And the thing... And he looks like you said. I mean, it's sad, you know, but everybody knows the scene in the nursing homes.
It's all meant to demoralize. It's like, I got to go to work at the auto plant. And my grandpa, that was 30 years ago. I used to work at the plant. China's good. They're good. They give me money. You know, we got a big election fraud group together. We're going to steal it. I don't need all you to vote for me. I'm going to win. I mean, he's like...
You know the thing, right? You just know the thing.
You know the thing.
The thing. And don't forget about that. Oh, and here's my sister, or I mean my wife, or I mean, oh, what city am I in? Oh, you know. And
the Senate.
I remember being over here at the Kennedy Center. We're at the Kennedy Center.
But
no, sir, you're in Ohio.
You are right, though, Alex, but I think it's even beyond just replacing the strongman leader from Trump with the weakest leader ever in Biden. Then they also get to, like, waves... They also then get to bring in Kamala, who is a strong figure. I mean, that is a domineering woman, and I'm being polite about this female dog, but she is a domineering woman. And so you take, again, another weak, decrepit leader of Biden, replace it with a strong woman, Harris, and of course they'll build her up. She'll get magazine cover stories for months and months and months about how great she is.
And again, they like her because she's so unpopular. Mm-hmm. Any minute they want, they can just turn her off. Yep. Just like, boom.
And plus, I mean, you know, they could not only turn her off, they could turn on her. The media tomorrow could come out and say, look at all the people Kamala Harris put in jail. Mm-hmm. She's a dirty cop. They don't do it because right now they've ingratiated her. But people don't like Kamala Harris.
I agree, but I'm just going to ask this question again. What do we do? What pressure do we put on Trump? What does he do? Because here's the good spot we're at. We're in a bad spot. But we're in a spot where folks know the Q thing's not real. We're in a spot where people understand that Trump's totally surrounded to the point of, you know, InfoWars doesn't pay for the porta potties here. We've reached this point where people now realize it's themselves that have to do something. So what do? I say we call the White House, we hit Trump's Twitter, we call Don Jr., I call everybody I know, we get General Flynn back on air, and we talk about things post-Trump, where we go, if he isn't going to take action. And I think Trump will take action. He's just got to see our support.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And Owen Stroyer are riding shotgun with us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I want to open the phones up specifically on what you think about what happened at the Capitol yesterday and what you think President Trump should do with 13 days left. All right, so the number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And we will take some of your calls. But listen, I love you. You love me. We're great. Just, I'm not going to do the, hey, thanks for the call. I'm just going to say your name, go to you, get a quick comment, move to the next person, because so much is going down, so much is happening. Now, I like, Mr. Hansen, what you were just saying about Q. It helped red pill you. Mm-hmm. Hey, there's a new world order. Hey, they're pedophiles. Most of what it talks about is real, but then there's this esoteric nature. Everything's handled. Mm-hmm. Everything's great. There's a secret group. Everything's going according to plan. You don't have to worry about stuff. I know prominent people didn't come to D.C., because they thought, oh, everything's handled. Trump's invincible. And, I mean, I'm talking to Trump. I'm talking to his crew. Thank you. We need help. Everyone's abandoned us. And I'm just like, I'm not like, hey, I'm helping Trump. I'm like one of the last guys standing doing this because the crew keeps us on air. The listeners keep us on air. So your take on what this does to Q even when Trump leaves in 13 days.
I mean, because Q, I believe Q, like what you were saying, Alex, is it was a great thing when it first started. You know, it was a way to introduce people to all the evils of what these globalists are doing, and all this pedophilia, all this satanic worship, all these sacrifices. And that's how I personally got red-pilled. But it led to me doing more independent research, and I think that's what's great about Q is they do their own research. They don't just trust fake news. And I think that was the great topic about it. But the real downfall of it was trust the plan. As you said, you know, you got people staying home when Trump himself are telling them to come. But they're trusting the plan, but they're not listening directly to the plan, supposedly. It just, that was the downfall of the entire Q movement, and honestly, of, I believe, Trump. I mean, you have all these people, the silent majority. That's not what wins you elections. You need outspoken majority. You need outspoken support.
Yeah, and you know, the whole notion of trusting the plan, the bigger the plan is, the harder it is to actually execute the plan. And we're talking at the top level of any plan that they're alleging. We had a plan yesterday. We were going to march from the Trump rally to the Capitol, and then we had a stage set up where we were going to address
the audience. That's it. Plans change. You got to change plans all the time.
And they get sabotaged.
And I'm kicking myself because they were going to false flag. They said they were. And I was so busy focusing on Trump and a million people that we let them screw us. And I don't admit that Antifa kicked our ass and set us up with a gigantic victory because I'm proud for them. I don't want it to happen next time.
Well, and the problem was,
I'm pissed off.
The problem was it was a million of us there.
Yes.
It was a million of us there. Okay, watching Trump speak, and then we're not even thinking because we're at the event and we're thinking, okay, everybody's here. Everybody's getting the gravity to come see Trump. We're not even thinking, oh, there's groups over here at the Supreme Court. Oh, there's groups over here at the Capitol to think like, okay, we need to make sure we're all coordinated on the same page, because while you guys were at the Capitol, I was talking to other people at the Capitol, you know, you guys really didn't even know what was going on at the Trump rally. You weren't following that. You were doing your own boots on the ground, either coverage or you know, rallying, whatever, there at the Capitol. So it was like two huge, massive groups, no intercom between them. And so by the time the people from the Trump rally were ready to activate and then go over to the Capitol, there was already all the stuff popping off at the Capitol that it was too late to even try to stop. I mean, like, we tried to go stop it. It was too late. I mean, mm-hmm. Too many people already inside. And at that point, it was police versus people inside. And at that point, probably the Antifa people pulled out so they wouldn't get arrested or whatever and identified. And you know, that was the problem, is we didn't have that line of communication. But There's so damn many of us.
Exactly.
There's so damn many of us.
Well, we needed that line of communication is the thing. That was detrimental to exactly what happened down there. You know, I was down there on the ground. I was one of the first ones there at the Capitol. And what I saw there, you know, the police were letting them in at first. But then right as we got up to that police line up top, that's when it got really violent. That's when I see the Antifa members I know from Portland, the Antifa members that personally have gotten me jumped and attacked in Portland, they're staging photo shoots to make it look like Trump supporters are attacking officers. And I was trying to do everything I can to expose it. I'm sitting there yelling, this guy is Antifa. This guy is Antifa. You know, this is a provocateur. Nobody listens. You know, they're dressed in Trump supporter gear. Nobody believes it. Once they attacked the police and they got that strong reaction from the police, one I've never seen before, even on night 100 in Portland, it was gone. You know, these Trump supporters, they felt betrayed. They felt like the people that they back, when they back the blue with all their support, all their love, everything, they betrayed them. That's how they saw it, and that's exactly what Antifa went there to do.
Yeah, and I think another, to go back to, you know, the Q thing or Trump supporters, what's going to be going through their head? A lot of Trump supporters didn't really know how bad it was. Now they do. A lot of the Q supporters, like you said, think, oh, you know, trust the plan, patriots are in control. Well, okay, obviously not. Patriots are stabbing us in the back left and right, the same people that Q was saying, oh, these are the heroes, they're going to pull us through this. So I wonder what's going through their head. You know, for you, you kind of figured this out a while ago. For InfoWars and our audience, we knew that this was how dire it was. But these people are just figuring this out. Again, I asked some Trump supporters out on the streets this morning, just you know, because they're fired up and they're like looking at InfoWars, like, what's the answer? What do we do? And it's like, hey, man, I'm in this just like you. I'm, you know, I'm confuddled trying to figure out what to do about this, too. I don't want to see the Republic destroyed. I don't want to see a civil war. I don't want to see us goose-stepped into a worldwide government through a controlled civil war just to pit us against us one another. But they're now getting it. It's like, wow, it is that bad. It's like, wow, oh my gosh, Trump is going to probably have to leave office because they just cheated and rigged our election. So what are they going through, do you think, right now, emotionally, intellectually, realizing how bad it is? Because anybody who takes the red pill knows there's like a year or two where it's like, you know, depression, desolation, absolutely, until you really get into battle mode.
There's a... You know, the surprise stage, this can't be real, there's no way, and then there's, you know, the sickened stage, and then it turns into anger, and that's where it stays. That's the final stage of it, and that's why you get patriots out here that are so angry, that are so fed up with this government, that are so fed up with all these pedophile globalists in the movement. And I know a lot of people that still believe in Q. I mean, I have a lot of friends, you know, I have family that believe in Q. And now, and you're seeing them freak out. You know, I was on Twitter scrolling through last night, because I was wondering the same thing, you know, after, I mean, because Trump basically conceded last night. He told the entire nation that he's going to turn it over to Joe Biden and he's going to be the president of the United States, which is not the plan. So these people are freaking out already. I mean, yeah, some of them probably are kind of being a little bit biased and wanting to trust the plan still. But that's not going to work. All it was a plan to keep us complacent, a plan to not keep us on the streets doing activism that can actually make a change and a positive impact to help Donald Trump.
Now, what I wondered also, what's going to happen to the Republican Party after all of these people stabbed Trump in the back? I mean, there's only going to be a few of them that have any support left. And so now the Democrats have all the political advantage because the Republican Party just stabbed all of their voters in the back. I mean, Mitch McConnell, this dirtbag, he was calling all the Republican senators two nights ago. On Monday night, I believe it was, Mitch McConnell was calling all of them. This was after Trump called them. So Trump called them, showed them all the evidence of the voter fraud, and then Mitch McConnell called them back after Trump finished his phone call and said, certify Joe Biden. We have to certify Joe Biden. If we don't, we'll never win another election. It's the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. The Republican Party just committed suicide by not getting Trump another 4 years and denying the certification of Joe Biden. They just committed suicide. There's not going to be many Republicans that have much support left. And then when Biden amnesties 30 million illegal immigrants, boom, they don't even have to cheat in elections anymore because they have all the numbers with the people that abandoned the Republican Party and now the illegal immigrants that they're going to have voting Democrat.
So exactly. It's an election fraud. People don't vote anymore like Georgia.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm already hearing that.
Well, exactly. That was the one big sigh-off as well is don't vote, don't vote, don't vote. It's like you look at it. If we don't vote Republican, you don't vote Trump. Trump is not in office.
You've got to overwhelm the fraud with even bigger landslides.
Exactly. Well, and when you look at it this way, there will never be a Republican elected again at this point. If we let them get control and we let them have all the power they're going to have.
That's why we're all so pissed, we're all going to take it over.
Well, and the RNC, Trump supporters aren't about the RNC. We're about Trump. We love the populism movement. That's what we love, and that's what we're about. We love America. The RNC doesn't love America. We don't support the RNC. We primary these people, these traitors, because that's what they are.
So this is, you know, I don't even know the analogy to make, but we're all kind of in this position where we know we have this. It's like, okay, you know what it is? It's like being underwater and you've lost your tether to the boat and you've got 30 minutes left on the oxygen tank. And so we're trying to figure out what do we do? Okay, there's a shipwreckage over there that maybe has some oxygen left and I can go down into it and get that oxygen and maybe survive another 3 weeks and get rescued. Or do I risk it and try to swim back up to the top in the abyss where I may run out of oxygen? So I mean, it's like we're trying to figure out. We're on a dying bed here. How are we going to survive?
I'll say this. Fortune favors the bold. And so people that tell you violence never solves anything are liars. They fear violence. That's why the globalists help trigger and stage wimpy, stupid mob violence that then discredited any real violence. And I'm not saying I want violence. I'm saying the globals are coming with vaccines that are violent. Mm-hmm. They're coming with Antifa shooting you and killing you that's violent. They're coming with world government that's violent. So we have to just start having a real debate with the globalists. Today, you're assaulting us. We're going to have a larger discussion about how you're going to...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.